Blog Talk Radio.
Transformation Zone. It's Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm your host, Velton Shaul, and I am so happy to have you join me this evening. It's December 29th, 2016, and we are in countdown transformation mode from 2016 to welcome in the mighty year of 2017. And we're going to claim it today. We're going to say in advance that 2017 is going to be our best year ever. Say it with me. 2017, the best year ever. That's right, because if you want something to happen for you, if you want something to transform you, you have to begin with understanding what you want and speaking it into existence, believing it with your mind, body, and soul, that it is possible, that it can happen. It is not a action. It is not a pipe dream. It is not something that you cannot realize if you really want it. Because if you really want it, you got to go out and get it. And tonight's show, you know, when I started marketing and advertising tonight's show, the title was Transformation. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I put that out there in the world and in the environment for everybody to take hold of and think about and marinate on. And it was amazing. When I looked at the responses that I got in social media and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and Google Plus, the number of people that captured that thought, that let that thought sink into them and wanted to know more about it, was really a staggering number. And I really wanted to come to you this evening and talk to you about that. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But something happened, and I'll tell you, you know, I just read a book, and I've been talking about it a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, called From Good to Great. And this book really, really changed my thought process in a lot of ways about a lot of things. And when I read the book by Jim Collins, Good to Great, one of the things that he says in his book is that the biggest obstacle that most people encounter doing great things or being great is the fact that they become satisfied with being good. Think about that for a minute. When we were in school, we were taught that a C is average, and average is good. It's okay to be average. It's okay. It's good to be average. It's better to be above average, but if you're average, it's good. Because you're just as good as everybody else. But in reality, and especially in today's world, to be great, you can't settle for good. You can't settle for average. You can't be satisfied with what everybody else is doing or getting. You have to be willing to push yourself beyond the status quo. And it's funny, it's very interesting when I talk about status quo. I'm writing a book, as many of you know, called Leadership 52, and I interviewed a very, very dear friend of mine last week over the holidays, now Victor Antonio. And when I was talking to Victor, I said to him, I said, you know, one of the segments in the book is challenging the status quo. and I'd really like to interview you and talk to you about challenging the status quo. And Victor said to me, he started laughing, and you know, I laughed too. He said, got one question before we go any further. Why did you want me to talk about challenging the status quo? What brought you to the point of asking me about the status quo and interviewing me on it? And I was very frank and honest with Victor. I've known Victor now, I guess, going on about 4 years. And when I first met him, I was asked to introduce him as a speaker at a National Sales Network event. So I called him, and we had a phone conversation and kind of a little bit of an interview, so if you will. And something clicked. We immediately became friends. And I realized, based on the things that Victor was doing and the way he was going about things, he was setting a new standard of marketing himself as a speaker, a trainer, and as a celebrity. Victor was actually going about things different than everybody else. He was giving away his information on YouTube. He was basically creating YouTube videos of all of his training material, all of his speeches, and putting them up there for free. And I'm sitting there going, wow, Victor, you're spending a lot of time doing that. And he says, well, you know what? He said, I have so much information that I want to share with the world that I'm willing to do this. And the other surprise that I was going to share with you this evening, I'm hoping we get a chance to do it, is many of you also know my coach and mentor is a gentleman named Mr. Les Brown. And Les has been teaching, training, and pouring information into me now for about 5 years. And sitting in one of his sessions, he said to us, he said, if you want to be a great speaker, not a good speaker, not an average speaker, one of the things that you have to be willing to do is give them what you have until they can't do without it. Now think about that, because many times that I've spoken, many times I've been out there with audiences and been in business where everything that you do has a monetary price or value to it. And many people are not willing to give things away or do things without some kind of monetary compensation. But the great ones do things not necessarily for the monetary, immediate monetary reward, but for the long-term impact and effect that it can have on it. They're not doing things haphazardly, but they're strategically loading their arsenal with information for their potential customer base that makes them have an aha moment, makes them have a need or a thirst for the information that they have and the information that they're providing. So when I was speaking to Victor and he was doing this, you know, he was saying, you know, Velton, even his wife was questioning what he was doing and how he was doing. He said, everybody said, Victor, you got to be crazy. Why are you doing this? But he said, as he started putting this information out there, people started calling him and asking him for more. What else do you have? What else do you speak on? What else can I get? And it started allowing him to enter into a zone that otherwise would not have been afforded to him. He couldn't pay for the marketing support necessary to get in front of some of the people that he was getting in front of based on his YouTube videos for free. So what happened here was he went from not being normal to being exceptional. And if you're going to go from good to great, you have to be able to find the crossroads between good and exceptional. not just the status quo, or not just the standard, not just what everybody else is doing or seeing. You have to be exceptional. And when I talked about what was going on and with Les and how he was training us and teaching us to be exceptional, to be different, that in itself hit home very, very close. So as we talk this evening and as we move through the transformation from good to great, I want you to think about the things that you do or the things that you want in life and how you're going to get there, first of all. And number two, what is it going to take that's outside of the norm, outside of the status quo, to do those types of things? The surprise I wanted to have for you this evening, and I'm waiting and hoping that he and I connect, is I was speaking to Les Brown about a week ago, and Les said to me, he said, I was telling him about the radio show, and he said, I want to be on your radio show. So as I was changing the title of the show from Matt to Manage, from Transformation, It's a Marathon, Not a Sprint, Les said to me he wanted to be on the show. So I'm trying to wait and see if I can connect with him and get him on the show this evening. He's been traveling, so we've been playing phone tag, and up until about 20 minutes ago, he said he was going to call me back, and hopefully he'll call before the end of the show and we can get him on and you guys can hear a message from Mr. Brown. But if not, you'll get a chance to continue to hear the message that I had hoped to share with you this evening. What we were talking about. Transformation, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I say that because as I was doing a lot of reading and preparing for writing this book, I came across a quote. And the quote says, persistence is necessary for you to achieve the better things in life. Consistency is necessary to maintain your accomplishments and continue to grow from good to great. So let's talk about persistence. Some people say persistence might be a little irritating. Some people think persistence might be a little annoying. Some people think some persistent people can really get on your nerves. But think about it like this. When you really want something, if you have a thirst for something, if you have a need for something, you're going to continue to pursue it like your life depended on it. That's what persistence is all about. If you really want to have it, you're going to go after it with everything you have. You know, I grew up with a guy who really wanted to learn how to play the drums. And he was a very good friend of mine. And Paul practiced the drums every day. He would be in his basement, and you could be down the street, and you could hear him banging on the drums. Some days it sounded great, and other days it sounded horrible. But he was down there, and he was doing his thing, and he was banging out the music, trying to go from where he started to where he wanted to be. And as time progressed, it didn't take a day, it didn't take a week, it didn't take a month. Maybe it took a year. One day I listened as I was walking down the street, and there was a difference. All of a sudden, not only did I hear the banging of the drums, but I also heard some of the music that he was playing that to accompany what he was doing personally on the drums, and the magic started to appear. It wasn't noise anymore. It became a syncopated message. It became a powerful drum line which supported the music and carried the beat for what was being played through the amplifiers in his house or in his basement. He had transformed himself from just a noise-making, banging kid who had a drum set, and he had become a drummer. He had become someone who was a little bit different than a beginner, but he was still on the road to making himself better and going from good to great. And eventually, this guy, Paul, who's still a friend of mine to this day, became a very, very well-known drummer in the area, played with multiple bands in the area, and pursued a career as a drummer for many, many years until he decided he wanted to do something different. But even to this day, he maintains his drum set. He plays the drums. He's played for audiences I'm from New Jersey, in New Jersey and the Philadelphia area on numerous occasions. He was even invited to play with a band on a cruise line. What I'm saying to you is it wasn't because he was different, average person, other than the fact he didn't want to be average. He started out average. Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And he started, and he became a persistent individual who had a vision. And he added the second part of what I talked about, which is consistency. He not only was persistent, but he consistently practiced every day. Every day he did something to help move his ability, his performance, his understanding, his ideology of being a drummer and what it took to separate himself from just another drummer. And I have to ask you the question. Is there something in your life that you really want? Is there something that you feel is worth being persistent about? Is it a new lifestyle? Is it a new job? Is it a new career? Is it a new house? Is it a new relationship? And you want to be persistent. You're persistently trying to get it. You're persistently trying to achieve it. You're persistently trying to figure out what's next. And when you figure out what it takes to get you from where you are to where you dream of being, are you consistently doing the things that are necessary? Even though they may not be the most desirable things at the moment. They may not be the most fun things at the moment. They may not be the things that everybody recognizes as good things at the moment. There may be things that you have to do that you really dread doing. The marathon, it's not the sprint. It's the work that has to happen to get you to where you want to go versus where you are. And I'm not going to tell you for 1 minute that there may not be a day where you fail. One of my favorite quotes is, failure is a temporary situation. Giving up is what makes it permanent. Everybody fails. Everybody falls down. Everybody skins their knee. From the time we were children, we skinned our knees on a regular basis. Some days we ran home crying, but we always came back the next day, maybe with a little different state of mind, but we always came back. We have to come back. You have to be willing to be persistent and consistently move yourself ahead. You know, I told a story to an audience a couple of weeks ago. This summer we celebrated the Olympics again. Summer Olympics happens every 4 years. And I was very intrigued because I saw a story this past year about one of the sprinters. Well, actually, he wasn't a sprinter. Let me recount that. one of the runners. He's a runner. He grew up in Africa, but he runs out of Great Britain. And this gentleman spent his entire life running, training to be a runner, because he grew up in a small town in Africa where it was very depressed and people didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have a, you know, he didn't eat very, very well. And his family was very, very poor. But he wanted a better life. But he loved to run. He would run from his house to school. He would run from school to play with his friends. And he ran all the time. Throughout his school career, he became one of the most established runners in the schools that he went to in Africa, so much so that he was recognized as special. And he was allowed to then go to school in Europe. He went to school in England. And as he went to school in England, he continued to run. He's continued to train. He had better training there. And he began to develop as a long-distance runner. And he started to also break records. He broke records collegiately. He broke records to the point where he was brought to the Olympic trials. He was put on the Olympic into the Olympic development program. All of the time that he was doing this, he had a dream of one day running in the Olympics. He had a dream of one day winning a gold medal and representing not only his country but his family and all of the hard work that he'd ever done. And one day he got an opportunity 4 years ago to run in the Olympics in London, England. Imagine a little kid from Africa who had worked and toiled persistently and consistently all of his life had finally arrived and was able to run the Olympics, in the Olympics, on the Olympic team representing England, the country that he had gone to, migrated to from his little town in Africa. And he was so excited and had trained so hard and was so well developed that he actually won a gold medal in England. He actually won a gold medal for the 5,000 meters in England and was recognized as one of the premier runners in the world. I'm speaking of a gentleman, his name was Mo Farah. And Mo Farah was recognized as one of the greats. He was no longer average. He was no longer just good. He was one of the greats. And not only was he able to win a gold medal in England, because that was not the end of his story. He was a guy who was committed to what it is he wanted to do with his life. He wanted to go from good to great and be great forever. So he continued to train even after he'd won the gold medal in England. And they asked him, Mo, why do you continue to train? He said, because my job is not over. I'm still young. I still have much more opportunity for me to do great things. He said, I'm an example for those who are coming behind me that they can do great things. So Mo continued to train. He continued to develop himself. And this past summer, he ran again in the Summer Olympics, this time not in England, but in Brazil. He was able to now go to another country on the other side of the world and run on the Great Britain Olympic team in Brazil. And I'll never forget it. I watched it. I was sitting there watching him and the race that he was running in, because I was very intrigued because I had heard the stories about Mo Farah and how wonderful and how great a runner he was. And as they lined up for the 5,000 meters, I could see him. I pictured him standing there on TV, and every time the camera flashed back to him, I was like, this guy just has the, you know, he won the gold medal in England. He's the favorite for the race. You know, this is going to be great. I'm going to watch it. I've never seen him run. I've never watched the 5,000 meters before, but I'm really intrigued and I want to see it. And as they lined up on the line, and the starter raised the pistol to start the race. Just like when you start to try to do something in your life, there's no starter who raises the pistol, but your first step and your first few strides in going down that road are so important that you can feel it. And as I watched the TV screen, I saw Mo Farah standing in the middle, and I could see in his eyes the determination, the desire, the hunger to be the best again. And as the starter squeezed the trigger and I heard the gun go off, I watched the crowd of men start down the road, start down that road for 5,000 meters. It wasn't a sprint. It was more like a marathon. And as they began to run the first 100 meters, I watched. 200 meters, I watched. 300 meters, I watched. 400 meters, I watched. And all of a sudden, something happened that no one in the world expected, including me, especially Mo Farah. As he round the corner on the 400-meter mark, one of the other runners veered into his lane and tripped him. I watched the TV screen, and I watched Mo Farah go from an upright striding position, go head first towards the track, tumbling, rolling into what could have been defeat. And as I thought about it after the fact, I said to myself, how many times are we traveling down that road that we think is taking us to success? We're following our dream. We've got a roadmap. We've got strategies. We've got tactics of things that we want to do that are going to take us from where we were to from good to great. And all of a sudden, something happens. Something unexpected is thrown in our way. Our dream that we thought we had accounted for everything has now gone up in smoke, gone up in flames. Mo Farah had dreamed, he had worked, he had strided many, many nights, many days, many weeks, many years to get to where he was, and someone tripped him. Here's the difference. When a lot of us fall, we stay and we sulk and we complain and we feel as though something happened to us out of our control and it's derailed our dream. Unlike most people, Mo Farah, although he fell, didn't stay down. He rolled. He continued to move. He continued to stride. He continued to roll. And all of a sudden, he began to get back to his feet. And once he got back to his feet, he didn't walk off the track. He got back in his groove. He got back into the things that he had worked for and learned to do and started to stride and run again. And he continued to run 1,000 meters, 2,000 meters, 3,000 meters, 4,000 meters, and as they made the turn into the 5,000-meter, Mo Farah went from laying on the ground to once again leading the race. Not only did Mo Farah lead the race at the 5,000-meter mark, but he finished the race winning the gold medal 4 seconds off the time that he had previously won the gold medal in London, England, 4 years earlier. So what I say to you and I say to everyone, transformation is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You're going to fall. You're going to have derailments. You're going to have challenging times. But it's not about what happens to you, but what about, it's about what you do about it, how you handle it, how you get yourself up, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race. Are you willing to do the things that other people won't so that tomorrow you can have the things that other people can't? Because most people would have stayed on the ground. Are you willing to get up? Are you willing to stand up? Are you willing to run the extra mile to achieve your hopes and your dreams? 2017 is your year. 2017 will take you from good to great if you're willing to be persistent and you consistently do the things that are necessary to be amazing. I'm Velton Shallon. I appreciate you joining me this evening. I appreciate you joining each and every Thursday evening from 6:30 to 7 as we continue through the Transformation Zone. 2017 is going to be a fantastic year. We've got a great lineup of guests that are going to be joining us, and I'm going to get with my coach, mentor, Les Brown, and we're going to have him on the show in 2017. Unfortunately, he didn't make it this evening, and we didn't let that stop us. We didn't let that derail us because we're on a mission to help you to be the best that you can be. If I don't talk to you beforehand, have a wonderful, happy New Year's, and we'll see you on the other side. Good night.